Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're tackling something that is genuinely going to transform the way you approach your entire GCSE biology course. We're talking about the key ideas, the big overarching principles that hold every single topic together. Think of them as the skeleton of biology. Once you understand these ideas, everything else, cells, genetics, ecosystems, evolution, just clicks into place. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Key ideas sounds a bit vague, but trust me, examiners absolutely love testing these connections. The questions that separate a grade 7 from a grade 9 are almost always the ones that ask you to link topics together. So if you can master these big ideas, you're already ahead of the game. Let's dive in. Let's start with the first big idea. Cells are the fundamental units of life. Every living organism, from a single bacterium to a blue whale, is made of cells. And here's why this matters for your exam. When examiners ask you to explain how a disease affects the body, or how a drug works, or how an organism responds to its environment, the answer almost always comes back to what is happening at the cellular level. Cells are where life actually happens. Now, cells don't work in isolation. They contain molecules. And this brings us to our second key idea. The structure of a molecule determines its function. This is one of the most powerful ideas in all of biology. Think about hemoglobin. Its shape allows it to carry oxygen. Think about enzymes. Their active site shape is precisely complementary to their substrate. Think about DNA. Its double helix structure with complementary base pairs is what makes accurate copying possible. Every time you see a molecule in biology, ask yourself, how does its shape or structure relate to what it does? That question will earn you marks again and again. Moving on to our third key idea, energy. All life processes require energy, and that energy comes from two fundamental processes, photosynthesis and respiration. Here's a really important distinction that candidates often muddle up. Photosynthesis is the process by which plants, algae, and some bacteria convert light energy into chemical energy stored in glucose. The equation is carbon dioxide plus water in the presence of light produces glucose and oxygen. Respiration, on the other hand, is the process by which all living organisms, including plants, release energy from glucose. The equation for aerobic respiration is glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide, water, and ATP. ATP is the actual usable energy currency of the cell. These two processes are linked, the products of photosynthesis are the reactants of respiration, and vice versa. They are also central to the carbon cycle, which links to ecology. Can you see how the topics are weaving together already? Fourth key idea, the genome and the environment together determine the characteristics of an organism. Your genome is your complete set of genetic instructions. All the DNA in your cells, genes on chromosomes code for proteins, and proteins determine how your cells work and therefore how you look and function. But here's the nuance. The environment also plays a role. Identical twins have the same genome, but they can look different if they've had different diets, different sun exposure, different experiences. Examiners love asking about the interplay between nature and nurture, so always remember, it's both genes and environment. Fifth key idea, interdependence and adaptation. Organisms in an ecosystem are not isolated. They depend on each other. Producers make food via photosynthesis. Consumers eat producers or other consumers. Decomposers break down dead material and recycle nutrients, remove one species, and the whole system can be affected. This is why biodiversity matters. And organisms are adapted to their environment, their features, whether structural, behavioral, or physiological, have evolved because they improve survival and reproduction in that specific habitat. And this leads us beautifully to our sixth and final key idea, evolution by natural selection. Charles Darwin's theory explains how all the diversity of life on Earth came about. Here's the mechanism in four steps. First, there's variation within a population. Individuals differ from one another. Second, some of that variation is heritable. It can be passed to offspring. Third, there's a struggle for survival. Not all individuals survive to reproduce. Fourth, individuals with advantageous traits are more likely to survive and reproduce, passing those traits on. Over many generations, the frequency of advantageous alleles increases in the population. This is natural selection. It is the unifying theory of all biology. It explains why organisms are adapted, why there are so many species, and why the fossil record shows change over time. Right, let's talk exam technique. The number one mistake I see candidates make is treating biology as a collection of isolated facts. They learn photosynthesis in one chapter, genetics in another, and never connect them. But examiners design synoptic questions, questions that deliberately require you to use knowledge from multiple topics, and these are often worth the most marks. So here's my top tip. Whenever you revise a topic, ask yourself, how does this connect to the key ideas? For example, if you're revising the kidney, think. Cells are the basic unit. Nephron cells carry out filtration, molecules and structure. The shape of the loop of Henle relates to its function in water reabsorption. Energy, active transport in the kidney requires ATP from respiration. Homeostasis, the kidney maintains blood water potential. Genome, kidney disease can have a genetic basis. Evolution, kidneys evolve to suit the water availability in different habitats. That's six key ideas applied to one organ. That's the thinking that gets you a grade 9. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, confusing photosynthesis and respiration. Remember, photosynthesis stores energy, respiration releases it. Plants do both. Number 2, saying energy is recycled in ecosystems. It is not recycled. It flows through and is lost as heat at each trophic level. Only matter like carbon and nitrogen is recycled. Number 3, forgetting that natural selection requires heritable variation. Random mutations are the ultimate source of new variation, and only heritable variation can be acted on by natural selection. For command words, if the question says explain, you must say why or how. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says evaluate, you must consider evidence on both sides and reach a conclusion. If it says compare, you must identify both similarities and differences. Time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the word equation for aerobic respiration? Answer: glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water, releasing energy as ATP. Question 2. Name the four conditions required for natural selection to occur. Answer: variation, heritability, struggle for survival, and differential reproductive success. Question 3. True or false, energy is recycled in ecosystems. Answer: false. Energy flows through ecosystems and is lost as heat. Only matter is recycled. Question 4. What does the structure of an enzyme's active site determine? Answer: which substrate it can bind to. The active site is complementary in shape to the specific substrate. Brilliant work for staying with me. Let's recap the six key ideas you need to carry with you through every topic in GCSE biology. 1. Cells are the fundamental units of life. 2. Molecular structure determines function. 3. Photosynthesis and respiration are the twin engines of energy in living systems. 4. The genome and environment together shape an organism's characteristics. 5. Organisms are interdependent and adapted to their environment. 6. Evolution by natural selection explains the diversity of life. Use these ideas as a lens through every topic you revise. Ask yourself, which key idea does this connect to? How would I use this in a synoptic question? The more connections you can make, the more marks you will earn. You've got this. Keep revising, keep connecting the ideas, and good luck in your exams. See you next time.